Righto, trendsetters, rug up with us this winter. Next merch drop coming in hot.
14th of May, Tuesday, 6 p.m. at alphablokes.com.au. We've got our two hoodie designs. These designs won't be coming back. We've got a light colour. We've got a dark colour. These things are unreal. We can't wait for you to start wearing them around the flats and rugging up next to the fire. 6 p.m. Tuesday, 14th of May. Don't miss out. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the he wants.
Yo, we're back.
We are back and here to give the everyday battler a voice. Delete head noise one laugh at a time. I do have a voice just, and I'll tell you, is the decision that I made while I was away that made me still have a voice for you guys. I gave up on some fun for your ears. So,
but I reckon we're feeling pretty good.
Mm. Fucking oath, spirits are high for what we just did.
100%.
Short turnaround, rip and tear.
And everyone must go, well, when you actually do sound folded, you must have had a big weekend because...
Yeah, that's right. The spirits are high today.
The cult had a big weekend.
That's right. It was actually a great cult meeting. Meat stock, I mean. It was fucking went really well. Now, look, better beer. There was some better beer tins getting pounded around the flats. That was a great decision from Meat Stock to get better beer involved. That went really well.
I think it really did. People really got in their work prepared to last year. I won't name who they had last year as the beer thing, but you could definitely tell people were a lot more easygoing and having a lot more fun.
Yeah, and we're happy to drink it. Jogging a can, winning a tin. The athlete's choice, the fucking meat deleter's choice.
The smoked meat deleter's choice.
That's right. There was tins getting around fucking everywhere around the flats.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what else there was getting around everywhere. Fucking merch.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen that much merch in the same place.
No. I think the only one that might top it might be this Boxing Night upcoming.
Yep. Yeah, me too. That's going to be fucking wild. Hey, while we're on the merch front too, black hats are back in stock.
Yep.
So that's restocked. As you're listening now, it will be on the website. So if you're keen for a black hat, get amongst it. It's restocked and there will be some more tan ones coming, I don't know, probably about a month or so too. So if you're keen on one of those, get amongst it. And guys, as you probably would have heard in the pre-roll, if Quinn nailed it, the shirt pre-sale is live on the 18th of March for 48 hours. And you will be able to invite your mates around, sit around a table, drink piss and watch it because we've got the pay-per-view done.
We sure have. We pulled it off.
So Live Combat Sports is who we're going with. We've got a great production team ready to make the event an absolute ripper. We'll share more details with you. It's not like you can go and buy it yet, but that's been the most frequently asked question from early days, and we've made sure we haven't said one thing until we know it's happening.
Mm. Yep.
And it's happening, and I can't wait for all of you to get around it. So grab yourself a Team Alpha shirt and fucking get stuck into your work on the 18th. And for everyone going as well, we want to see as many of these shirts in that venue, hats, all the gear. Ready to
and it's going to make your head look better because there's three rough heads on this shirt.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. We're doing you a favour.
Yeah, you'll look like an oil painting compared to these.
Exactly. There you go, mate. Jeez, you just know. You could sell fucking ice to an Eskimo.
Yeah, fucking oaf.
But yeah, guys, so the Meatstock Mission, like we said, merch everywhere. There were so many fucking trendsetters getting around the flats, and it was so good to bump into them all.
It just felt like a big family, eh?
Yeah, oh, 100%, man. They were just fucking everywhere. And look, I'm a massive fan of Toowoomba.
Massive fan.
The last couple of sort of trips we've gone on, I've just really enjoyed compared to being in the big cities. Mm. And don't get me wrong, we've had a couple of great trips to big cities.
Yeah.
And always found fun no matter where we go. I just feel more at home or more comfortable away from home when I'm like steaming down the main street of Toowoomba, checking out which cafe I'm going to get. It's pretty quiet. There's not just built-up traffic and fucking trippers homeless sleeping on the fucking floor every 10 metres.
There is a few homeless in Toowoomba, but yeah. Like that morning when I peeled out to get a coffee, fucking there was a couple of homeless blokes.
Yeah, but I feel like they've got their shit together a bit more.
Yeah, oh, they're just getting after it, those homeless blokes.
Yeah, well, I think...
anyway, get a job, but...
I think those country homeless blokes Well, they're a bit better fed because it shares around.
Yeah, the bakery sort of knows he's coming.
Yeah, that's right, mate.
Put it at the side for old Henry.
All these homeless blokes in the big cities reckon they got it sorted. Head out of the country, boys. Well, it's in saying that, though, he'd want a fucking good jumper, old Joe, because it was even cool of an evening in Toowoomba at this time of year. So in winter, that homeless bloke, he'd be fucking cold, bud.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he?
I
don't know if I saw him. I did see that tripper with the headphones, though. How about him?
Yeah, the day two morning, eh?
Oh.
Yeah, that was on that fella.
I was thinking about going to interview him, but, like, I just didn't know how it was going to go.
I was so disappointed he didn't get clipped by that car.
Oh, mate,
I'm like, how did you fuck that up? Why did you hit the brakes?
He had a bit, yeah. He had a bit on, didn't he? He had the headphones in, and I don't know if he had a bung knee or if he was just sooting that hard.
Because
he was steaming.
If you hit him with a car, you'd be right. You wouldn't get sued. He had headphones on, wasn't looking where he was going, peeling.
Yeah.
And it was no pedestrian crossing. That is just a perfect moment for a bit of karma.
I don't know.
I thought it was drug induced, but it could have been.
Well,
I think he was off his dot, but he could have been disabled.
Yeah.
Maybe both.
He had good energy, but.
He did. He picked me up. I was feeling hungover, and he really got me going.
And he was singing, yelling too.
Yeah, fucking oath. Yeah, he was.
He was screaming.
So, yeah, shout out to that cunt.
But, you know, another shout out is that Dirty Harry's.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to Dirty Harry's, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It was it was a nice place. But the Friday.
Do you want to go in chronological? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. It's the only way to not miss a heap of shit and backtrack. But I've got a little bit of a thing here. Friday, flew down and got the hire car. Got the Camry, boys.
Mm.
Much better than the little Jaffa we got last time in the Getz. Yes. Although some cunts knocked off the tissue box that comes stock with them.
Yeah.
So I wasn't happy about that. But Quino was he was a good boy this weekend.
I was.
How'd you find it, mate?
No, it was good, man.
Yeah.
It was like obviously I kind of, you know, saw the positives as, you know, got fight coming up and less calories to consume. But yeah, it was a bit hard at Dirty Harry's, but made it happen. Yeah.
We'll let you off the leash. We probably should have let you off the leash a little bit there.
Oh, but I think it was nice having you been able to drive. Like, I don't know how we would have handled that situation, not being able to leave meat stock when you can.
Still had a few beers for the day with trendsetters. Yep. Like, it's all sweet.
No, it was fucking...
It was good.
It was good, mate. Yeah. But checked into Nan's Airbnb, boys.
Oh, that fucking... that place is a bit crazy.
So picture your Nan's house, and it was that. Like, as in, go in... And just the little ornaments out the front, the curtains. We had the first microwave model ever invented in Australia.
Yeah.
This cunt. It's like the TV version. You know how now they're flat screens? They used to have the big ass end on it.
Yeah.
It's like the side of this microwave next to the door was fucking half a meter.
Shout out to Sharp. I think that was the brand.
Yeah.
It was big enough to be a bearing heater.
Yeah, that's right. He was a big bastard. We didn't really heat any food up in it, but it was...
We didn't really have any food.
No, that's right. We just waited the meat stock to eat that.
Mm.
And it was pretty funny though. Eh? The old school phone, you know that one. It's like it was in everyone's house back in the day. Like comes with it. But yeah, it was a pretty weird vibe.
I wonder what year that phone range sort of lived through, is that's the wording for it. You know how you used to get the spinny ones? Oh, you have to go four.
Like
nine.
When did the buttons come in?
Mm. Yeah. Should look that up.
Yeah, when did it transition from spinning phone? But I definitely had that phone as a kid that was at the Airbnb.
Yeah, yeah.
That was in my house as growing up.
Yeah, I think that was the...
And then went cordless. You can go have a couple of private combos, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then...
we'll stretch the cord.
Or mum and dad or your brother or sisters listening into your phone call as you're talking to your mate.
I'm a big pacer. I would have struggled being in the age of a corded telephone. Because when I'm on the phone... I'm up and about.
Yeah.
Like getting around, walking around, fucking have to be sort of doing shit.
I don't have any cattle out at Beecher, but I've already got a walking track that's sort of bedded in.
From the 60s onwards, the rotary dial was gradually supplemented by dual-tone multi-frequency push-button dialing.
Mm.
So 62 onwards is when that sort of...
Surely. Right. So what
are you cordless gonna, it,
when did the cordless... I reckon that'd be early O's.
I reckon late 90s. No?
Invented in 1956, but didn't come commercially available till 1980.
But were they the big fuckers?
Oh,
come with a backpack.
I don't know if your grandparents ever had. Do you see those big black mobile phones?
With the big aerial that you pull out?
Yeah, and they're like this big.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't really. Didn't really get to see them.
Yeah, when did these bastards come out?
Might be in a box at home. Fuck, it should bring it in. Bit of show and tell on Alpha Blokes.
There's still one hooked up.
Imagine show and tell week.
There's still one hooked up at me oldie's place that just rings every now and again, and they don't even answer it. I think they've just left it plugged in because it's just one of those things. But they just haven't unplugged it, but they never answer it because it's always just telemarketers. And I'm thinking, unplug it.
Yeah.
In 94, digital cordless phones really became popular.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
So the year we were born.
Fuck, I swear. I reckon. I'll see if I can nail this. I don't know. I reckon it would have been 2002 where we would have got a wireless one.
Wireless?
Wireless.
Oh, on the wireless?
Wireless landline. Australia or something, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's not. I wouldn't even think of having one at home now.
What's that? When did the
a landline
began appearing in the early 80s?
Remember they're when fucking full of shit.
Do they still have those books where you can look
as
up where everyone lives?
Was in the 1980s.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so, would you?
Yeah, maybe in fucking Hugh Hefner's house.
They had the following problems: limited range.
Oh yeah.
So if you had one, it was very limited range.
Should have went. When do they become reliable?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, you remember? Anyway, back at school, you'd learn about it. How you'd have the. Let's just say Telstra chick or whatever, and then she'd dial your phone call through to old mate down in South Australia or wherever.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's phones.
Yeah, there's a run through on phones. Yeah. Shout out to phones. Rolled in on the Friday, and Tins at the Better Beer Bar, boys.
Yeah.
Went up and had a fucking look at that. Like we said, trendsetters everywhere. I actually lost both rock offs.
You did.
Didn't I? That was a couple of fucking... I lost the one at the Better Beer Bar. We did a bit of a rock-off for the fucking hot sauce challenge, which actually the taste of it was good. It was just purely the amount of sauce that I had to eat had the fucking mouth burning.
I'm a generous bloke.
13 scorpions or some shit it was.
It wasn't too bad. Great flavour.
Mm. Yeah, just the volume, I think.
Yeah,
Got me dusted. But and then we had a rock off for the big bet at Nan's joint.
Nan's.
And I lost that too, but we'll get to where you were fucking Saturday night a bit later on, so I actually got to sleep in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good catching up with the team at Better Beer. We work well together.
Fucking we do.
Things go well.
Big Carl, come up.
Callum and the team, that's right. Said g'day to them and did all that. And then had an interview on stage with a bit of a Q&A with the trendsetters, mate.
Yep.
Which was good. That was fucking sweet. And I don't think I ate anything on the Friday at Meatstock. By the time we got in there, got all that done, had a few tins under the belt.
We had a pretty good lunch on the way up.
Yeah, that actually, what pub was that?
Oh, I don't know.
But
That was, you'll be able to see in the vlog, because we did a good
started
shout
with
out.
W.
We did a little on the way there. Cambo made a good point. We had to get some roadies.
Yeah, Daddy Sherbets.
Daddy Sherbets. You run it. So that's the hard.
That's the hard roaded, and tequila. So, but it's got to be that yellow tequila to match the lemon.
She fucking sorts you out.
The lemon bombs. The sherbet. Daddy Sherbet.
Daddy Sherbet. So we had stopped in to get a few Daddy Sherbets and noticed that this pub was right there. And it was like 11:30 about to open. And we thought, we're probably not going to be able to go and just line up quietly and get a feed when we get there. So we stopped in. Lunch menu, $20 for everything, wasn't it? I think you got a lunch steak. You got a steak sanger.
Yeah.
It was just a good old-fashioned country pub.
And I was sitting on the couch last night and I was just thinking about hospitality in a whole because I'm a big fan of it. And you got Moomoo's that Tom's mentioning.
Yeah.
You pay the good money, good quality, good service, can't really complain. Mm. Then you have all just normal bistros in cities and stuff like that, and then there's country pubs. Mm. Country pubs are at the same level as Moomoo's in a different way because they're just good Aussie people that respect and know how to run a pub.
One, some of them, I think majority are.
Yeah.
If you get the wrong chef, though, that's stuck in their ways at a country pub, it's fucked.
Yeah. Because
there's one that I'm not going to shout out because I'm a big fan of the pub itself, but every time you order a steak there, the cunt's mooing. Like, just so off
where
it's supposed to be just because they're not like a dialed-in chef. But you normally get big portions at country pubs, and you just order something that's not too fucking technical. You know what I mean?
Like, that's right. You're not trying to do fine dining.
No.
Just good old classic pub meals.
But I just love seeing that on the menu. $20. And you had steak, you had your lunch rump, you had your steak sanger, Jeez. You had your snitties, had all the shit for $20 and good portion sizes, and we're going fucking happy days.
Name of the pub is the Withcott Hotel. Shout out to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of it. They had the big
I always look at the chef and I'm going, is he having a good day? And he looked like he was having a good day.
Yeah. He was just like the everyday run-of-the-mill bloke, didn't he?
Yep.
Fucking nice. No, he did a good job.
You know we need an old girl at the pub that's sort of running the show?
Yep. Straightening everyone out.
You need one to look at too, bartender?
Yeah.
Good cook.
Happy days.
Well, it ticked all the boxes there, didn't it?
It did.
Had a few pokies.
Yeah.
Had a good outdoor area.
Briggy's laptop was out and about.
Had the little sports area.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good stuff. But then, mate, like you said, you hinted at before, Dirty Harry's in Toowoomba.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty Harry's. Now, this joint apparently is fresh to Toowoomba. Like, it's only been open a couple of weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
And, look, I'm a big fan of that joint. Mechanical Bulls, music, drinks and tits. If that's not a combination you can get around, you're too far gone, bruss, we can't save you.
There's some great tits, too. They've hired well.
Yeah. So pretty much.
Hopefully they can keep the standard because you've opened well.
Mm, that must be the only three in Toowoomba.
The Woomba.
But yeah, no, it was good. There was like the setup was one half was like a few tits behind the bar serving, DJ, tables, dance floor. Across the flats, you had the country bar with the fucking mechanical ball. That is undefeated, bud, because blokes need something to let some steam out on.
Yeah.
And the mechanical bull, they can go be a fuckwit and let a bit of steam out instead of looking around, you know, getting a bit punchy.
And was it a smoker's area in the middle there?
Yeah.
So you didn't have to go downstairs away from it all?
That's what I was a big fan of. Really? Like, there's no stair involved.
You got, and it wasn't, it was like good house sort of...
Just sort
top 40
music,
sort of dance music, just normal music, and then country on one side. So you can migrate between the two. Nah, I'd love to get there and DJ. Hit me up.
Yeah.
No, I'd want to get back there and spend a weekend again. And all the live music, Riley, Knuckles Chopper Pilot. What's his? I should give him a shout out. Fucking, you know Riley.
Yeah, Riley. Come on. Riley. Fucking Riley. Chopper Pilot Riley.
Fuck.
We'll have to get to that. You look that up, would you?
Yeah.
But yeah, nah, it was a big fan of that joint. Big fan of that joint. And I think Quino and I ended up back at the Airbnb.
Riley Young Music.
Shout
out to you, mate. It was great to catch up with you.
Fucking oath it was. He's a great lad too. But yeah, we ended up going home, Quino.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ended up just slithering into the big bed because there was no sign of the Cambodian.
No, we lost Daddy.
Daddy was scared of going back to Grandma's place. Yeah. So Daddy bailed with fucking...
Granddad.
Granddaddy.
Yeah, that's right.
Brizy. He come down for the weekend, so...
Always great to catch up with the big fella.
Fucking was good.
Brizy.
Yeah. Bloody legend.
Can't speak highly enough of him. Share at the Dead Ass Podcast as well, doing good things. But yeah, you went back with Granddad, mate. What did he tuck you in?
Yeah, tucked me in, the big fella.
That's the guy.
Even gave me a shirt the next morning, the big fella. Mine was stinking like no tomorrow.
Oh, I can imagine.
But, nah, it's been good.
Yeah, it was funny. Woke up the next morning, we went, here we go.
Yeah, I heard a text, are you alive?
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, it must have been, do you reckon that was more you not liking the vibe at Nan's? So you went to Pops? Or what was the sort of...
Man and Pops.
Yeah, that's right.
He's more of a fan of Grandad.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough, mate. Fair enough going to Grandad's. But then rolled in Saturday. So this was pretty good. So Saturday morning we went out for a bit of brekkie. I was actually a fan that it didn't open until like a bit after lunch and that. So it's like everyone had their time to recoup. Have a bit of a sleep in, go and get a feed.
That's the only shit thing about Toowoomba, that fucking pub time opening.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Half the signs said they were going to be open.
What time was that?
Well, 11 o'clock when we finally got into that.
We were steaming around at like 10:45 looking for a 10 a.m. pub.
Yeah, it's Toowoomba. Yeah. Let me just let you in on a little...
Yeah, that was the Tats. It opened at 11, but that was a great venue.
Fucking let me in on a little secret. Yeah, when you got a big event on like Meatstock, open the cunt as soon as you can because we were ready to chew the locks off. Like,
is there different license times for...
Because wait, what was that place that we went to again, did you say?
The Tats.
Because that was a great venue.
Mm.
The sports area there was fucking phenomenal. Had all the merchandise and shit like that.
Yeah, UFC merch. Yeah. Mm.
Big pokey room. Had a bit of a go on the horses and, it was good. But just, open as soon as you can when you've got a big thing on.
Be a great place to watch a card.
Yeah.
Fucking oath.
Yeah, would I? Mm. And I get the vibe that they'd always put them on too, you think. Wouldn't you?
Mm.
Mm.
But, Saturday though, flew in undercover. Cam, you got out with Brizy when Quino and I had to go and park fucking 6K away.
Mm.
Obviously, so many people there. But I had my Jim Beam hat on, my Shimano fucking sunnies, fishing shirt, long jeans. There was not a tattoo in sight. I had the mullet tucked up into the fucking bucket hat.
Yeah, you've been to every Bathurst since 1990.
Fucking oath, man. And it actually worked really well. The only thing that gave me away was Quinn fucking about 20 metres behind me because he didn't have a hat or anything disguising his big dome.
No.
And was obviously filming as well, so they probably put two and two together, looked at the fucking idiot dressed up like fucking Davo.
Yeah.
And come saw me. But we got some good footage in. Like we haven't got to look at the vlog yet. Like Quinn will be doing that edit. But there was one moment where there was two lads from the live show or they got the hats from the live show. You know how we put those extra little Skittle hats without a number plate online when we had a few left? I think they got them. So I saw these two lads heading towards one of the fridge.
The Dometic one,
Dometic one, and the legend behind there, shout out to him. He come and said g'day a couple of times.
Yeah, I had a couple of good chats with him. He's a good lad.
Yeah, so they sort of come too, and they were looking and browsing and shit, and I thought, here's me chance to see how good this outfit is. I was mic'd up as well. So flew in there next to these two lads in between them. So I've fucking wedged myself into the conversation, just looking down, picking up a few things, and they're going, oh, mate, is that a carry-on hat? And he goes, nah. And he goes, oh, if it was, would have given you a discount, fucking rah, rah, rah. And they're going, oh, where'd you get it from? And he's going, oh, live show. They put a few extra ones up, and I'm sort of starting to get in and, like, look around at them and that and be involved. And let them go for a good, like, 3 or 4 minutes about all talking about the merch and how many cunts are there and shit. And then at the end I went, cheers for your support, boys, and just shook their hands. And the old mate sort of looking at me going, who's this strange cunt? And then went, hang on, what the fuck? And it was fucking funny, man. Hey?
Yeah.
That I went and had a chat to him later on the Saturday Ave, and he was running me through it. He goes, like, he didn't notice you either, the Dometic bloke. But he goes, Quinn the weirdo is just fucking hanging around the back. And he goes, I didn't know what that weird cunt was doing.
With the camera.
Hello, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, with the camera. Yeah,
and then he goes, oh, it was hilarious.
Yeah, fucking oath. So that was, hopefully that turns out good. I'm hoping the mic sort of picked up a bit of the chat. But I started to get fucking head noise from it because I'm never going to hide from our audience or our fans or whatever purposely and not want to say good day to them.
Yeah,
so I started feeling weird when they pick up Quinn and then they're sort of not really knowing if I'd wanted to get – I'm like, oh, bro, I'm not hiding to
– yeah,
you know,
yeah.
to not want to see. It's just a funny thing that we're doing. So I was pretty keen to get the fuck out of that.
Yeah.
Stop making cunts feel weird.
I think we did well. Like, we peeled through – got recognised a few times, got that moment, got a couple of other ones, and then just,
That's right. I was just more keen to go and drift around a few to have a bit of a laugh, you know, and then I was like, right, get me the fuck out of this. Look like a turbo. And, but, yeah.
I survived because me and Bryson went in and then I got that Fat Boys, shout out to them, probably the best in the game, in my opinion at the moment. Yep. Nah, they've done pretty well. Had that Croc Sanger.
Yes.
Croc, yeah, she was good.
Couple of different sort of... there's some pretty cool setups there, wasn't there?
Yeah,
like some just cool. It was just cool looking at the setup, but the croc, mate. Talk us through the croc.
So obviously they've obviously tested heaps of stuff out. I probably think it was a bit overseasoned because you couldn't really taste the meat too much. But
so it wouldn't be like a good example if you were trying croc for the first time of what the meat actually tastes.
Yeah. I don't want to say there's any negatives to it, but it was just like it was pretty heavily seasoned.
Yeah, which is normally right up your alley.
Yeah, that's right. So I did enjoy it. And then the brisket, obviously, fucking amazing. Fucking pulled pork,
mate. I can't even remember what I went to because we'll run through what we did that day. But it got to a point Saturday afternoon that I hadn't eaten a fucking bite. And I went, imagine coming home from meat stock and everyone going, hey, was it, boys? Is the food good? And I go, dunno.
Yeah.
You would have felt like a fucking
I reckon
idiot.
Half our trendsetters fucking didn't eat much meat either. They were just sooling piss.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They were eating fucking liquid. So I sort of got a bit of a break in play when the lines died down, just went and got a nice box from fucking whichever one had the least line in it, mate, and got stuck in there. But, I didn't really get a chance to go look at all the competition lads very much either.
Didn't even get down to the competition lads. No. I know a few of them come up and said hello and said come down. And I want to apologise to a few people that emailed us the Friday, Saturday. Like, we didn't really even look at them until we were in the car Sunday because of how much was going on.
Yeah.
A lot of people care, come down and get stuff. I want to give you this.
But look, I think next year I would love to put a team in. Not Cam and I. Like, well, we'd be involved, but I'd like to assemble a team and actually insert the team and hopefully get something sorted where it can have a bit more of a permanent setup at the venue and shit. Because when you're flying in like that, you're sort of getting pulled away each and every sort of side.
And I think we'll be murdered if we don't have a merch tent there next year as well.
We need a home base.
Yeah, that's right. Need a home base. That's a good call, Quino. And like the camping setup.
That's great
pretty
as
good
well.
Setups there. So. But, yeah, can't speak highly enough of the event. The music on the stage,
blown away by the production value. I didn't know it was that big. It was awesome.
How big is the land? Like, when Quino and I parked, it fucking took us ages just walking the flats, through all the campers, all the shit, and,
Because it's built for the trotters or something, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't even know what the venue is.
Yeah, there was a few equestrian,
Twimmer's definitely the joint to be throwing an event.
Oh, Zach and George were getting into their work up on the stage. You got a chance to speak to one of them, didn't you? I didn't get to see the boys.
Yeah.
But on that Saturday, we hung over as fuck too. Helped them commentate the old beer, mo, mullet, dad, bod and hairy chest comp. Tell you what, Bruss, there were some good looking fucking roosters getting around there.
Fucking oaf.
We underestimated how much we had to do. Because it was a pretty quick chat with them leading up, saying, oh, yeah, we'll get you to help us judge it. And we went, yeah, fucking easy. And then we're standing to the side of the stage, like we said, hungover. And there was three chairs up there. And I thought, oh, yeah, we must have one other person helping us judge. Had to go and sit up there and just hold a score up. Happy days. And then she gets brought up. And then another two get brought up. And I thought, where the fuck are the other two seats? And then they go, and the boys are helping us commentate.
Here we go. I reckon they had one look at the merch there and went, they're going to get hassled if they're just sitting down writing a number. They're going to be standing up these two
and
look, commenting.
And as soon as I was up there, mate, she was good. You're just into your work.
Yeah, nailed it.
It's just part of the job,
right? I was a bit delirious by that time in the afternoon. I was like, almost pulled my phone out to check a message or something like that. I was getting pretty tired at the end of the day.
Yeah. But no, it was good though. It was fucking entertaining, man. There were some good looking rascals getting around the flats, some mullets and fucking Mo's. Some of the Mo's, mate, that jealous, you know, of some of the Mo's these blokes could grow.
I reckon you're off your heads. The girls are finally going bald and you're just growing these womb brooms. These are fucking confused individuals.
Mate, that's just jealousy.
Yep.
From yourself.
Get rid of them.
Nah, fucking bring them on. I wish I could grow one. There was a bloke in a Reggie's baggy Reg.
Yeah.
AJ was his name.
AJ.
Mate, yep. AJ comes second, and I can tell you if I was judging, he would have fucking come first because a lot of people put the product in. AJ was all natural and just...
It was like it was a perm job on him, mate.
Oh, mate, it was a fucking beautiful looking thing.
And he was a fucking legend too.
Absolute legend.
He's been at a fair few events now. Yeah. Ran into him and he's always got good energy and so is his wife. Shout out to her.
Yeah, fucking oath, mate. No, it was... Yeah, it was great. But, that was a good laugh, getting all the boys into their work. And then we actually went down to the old Jack Daniels tent, called a bit of an ABC meeting. Alpha Blokes cult meeting, mate, and fairly got stuck into it there with the trendsetters.
It was good.
Running out of steam, I must say, we were. But it was great to see a bunch of the legends there. And was going to actually go to Dirty Harry's again, Quino and I. You actually left. You went there for a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, I went there for a little bit, and then I thought, I better get the fuck home.
Yeah, man. I was there at that Jack Daniels tent, and when the music's volume started to get higher, after a weekend of yarning, like that's what we're doing, the whole fucking time yarning, the volume has to increase to get over the music, yelling and fucking, you know, getting into your work, the voice is just straining, and then we're about to go, literally in the car on the way, and I went, nah, let's just go home. Because I'm going, if I'm at this nightclub screaming in fuckers' ears till 3 a.m, I'll be a mute.
Yeah.
So,
and
you're
in
welcome.
We're the only ones in the game that are fucking doing this. I don't give a fuck what anyone reckons. Getting in with their fans and partying.
Oh, fucking
hell. Oh, Knuckles, definitely.
Yeah. But people can say all they want about it, like, oh, yeah, appreciate your support. Do you, cunt? Are you there fucking getting on the piss with them?
Yeah.
Harden the fuck up.
They're the blokes that'll go on stage, leave in the middle of the car, and you'll never see them again.
Yeah, exactly. We're jumping the rope straight into the fucking crowd,
bro. We're changing
the game. Get amongst it.
And you will call us out if we aren't like that in a couple of years.
Fucking oath. Well, we'll
till the end, baby.
It'll come a point where, like, you probably won't be fucking having a Larry Ender with them for 2 days straight, but I'll always fucking go and have a few beers with every legend that's got a fucking hat on.
Got a motorised wheelchair or something.
Yeah, that's
follow yous around.
With an Esky on it. That'd be the go. But yeah, so like I said, was going to go there, but headed off. And then fucking Sunday hit. Daddy, you've got an issue, mate, that you wanted to address to do with the nose piercings that you're talking to me about.
I reckon it's a dad kissing thing, really.
Right,
What's heavier.
What's your problem with it, mate?
The nose gaping.
Nose queering.
Nose rings. What the fuck, boys?
Not a fan of them.
You fucking love them. Hinton, that four-wheel drive comp down there, I reckon there would have been 5 blokes there without one.
What's your problem with them?
We would have been 3 of them.
What's your drama?
I just think they're for girls.
Do you?
Yeah, that's my honest opinion.
But
he's getting real popular.
I don't personally have an issue with it. I just think me personally, I don't need to draw any more attention to my snout, mate.
Yeah.
It's a big cunt right in the middle of me fucking face and I'm like, yeah, don't really need any more attention on that big cunt.
But it's definitely a growing trend, nose queering.
So you're not a fan of the nose queering?
I'm not a fan. No.
Not a fan. That's all right.
I was going to do the Theo Von. Let me think about this. Nah.
Well, there you go. Well, mate, everyone.
That might be half our trendsetter, so I'm going to probably just get absolutely pounded. But anyway, hopefully I can get people to pull their rings out of their nose.
Oh, well, fucking heaps of them kiss their dad and we give them shit about that and they still listen.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let us get snagged up on dad.
Hopefully there's someone passionate out there that just wants to come at me with why they have a nose ring.
Yeah, well, let us know, guys.
And don't tell me girls like them. Fucking surely not.
Surely some girls do.
Yeah, they might. Yeah. But that was like doubles and triples in blokes. Well, you know,
Yeah, actually, I've been seeing a couple of doubles like recently.
I'm like, fuck me.
But like we say, run
your
own race.
Which tackle box did you fall into?
Mm. Yeah, but you're not a tattoo piercing guy though, either.
No, but I can put up like tattoos and something on other people. I'm just saying myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like, when you look at someone's face and you just got chrome hanging off it everywhere, I'm like, fuck me.
It's more you've noticed it. You've noticed it coming to fruition.
Yeah, it's heavy.
It's heavy.
Shout out to whoever's doing the piercing game. You're making a bit of coin.
Yeah.
Definitely down in New South Wales.
Fucking oath. Oi, there was a couple of standout trendsetters for me. So, like, so many legends, but the ABC cult guy. This fucking rooster comes steaming in. Looked like he just fucking finished fencing the legend with his cutter on. He goes, hey, Bruss, check this shit out.
Yeah.
Brought his fucking cowboy hat on. And branded on the cunt was ABC, Alpha Blokes Cult. And I went, you fucking legend.
Shirt's coming soon.
Fucking. How was that, mate? I was just like, fuck.
He was a dead set legend.
He was a good bloke, man.
Straight up the guts, that legend.
It outworked you, too, I reckon.
Fucking oath.
Fucking oath.
You couldn't beat around the bush with that cunt.
Nah, he was there for one reason, to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
And he got into it. So it was good to meet him. He was a fucking legend. And this other weapon got the better beer tat.
Yeah.
So actually I had a tattoo studio at Meatstock, which having a tattoo joint at a place where you get absolutely blind is fucking dangerous.
And entertaining.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how you,
exactly.
It sells well.
Fucking oath it does. And yeah, this legend went in and got himself a better beer tattoo on his ankle.
First ever tat.
Yeah, first ever tat too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was a legend too, that cunt. Shout out to you, brother.
Yeah, it was great to see like a lot of couples just having like a mum and dad weekend.
Yeah,
yeah, that
you got the kids looked after.
Yeah.
And they got to get around together and have a ball.
It was even the mix-up or two from a lot of, like, local people there. Like, they'd bring the kids on the Friday for a bit of a look around and then even Saturday through the day, and then the kids would get picked up and mum and dad would play up. Yeah, it was a bloody good you'd be pretty stoked if you lived in Toowoomba and that event was there every year.
Yeah,
it'd just be your thing, wouldn't it? Like, you'd just book out that fucking weekend.
I'm so confused with that other festival near the Quest back in town, why they do it on the same weekend, but it was still packed there as well.
Was it?
Yeah, fucking hope.
What, like, I wonder what times they do. Like, maybe they expect people to go to Meatstock, and if they're not country music fans, maybe they go to that festival for the night time.
What? Oh, I forget the name of it. Fuck.
Red Hot Chili Summer or something.
Yeah, something like summer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, you think the fucking pubs in town would definitely be open as soon as they're allowed to be.
I don't know what.
Red Hot Summer Tour.
Red Hot Summer.
There was like a lot of cover bands, wasn't it?
Oh, right.
Jimmy
right.
Barnes, The Living End, Birds of Tokyo, Pete
Jimmy
Murray.
Barnes? Go up.
Go up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, right. The Living End, Birds of Tokyo, Pete Murray.
Let me just confirm if this is the actual thing.
Yeah, I don't know if Barnsley. Was this from 2023?
No, this is definitely not the same thing.
Was going to say fucking hell.
Barnsley.
Yeah, I would have been blowing up. I would have gone on Barnsley.
Yeah, don't know. There was a bit of something going on though, wasn't there?
Leave it with me.
When we're up at Pop's place. When we come and got you from Pops.
Yeah.
There was a bit of tunes getting into their work.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, let's do a bit of, let's go to a bit of cooking with Daddy. Not that we did much cooking, but.
Da 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 da. We're cooking with the D-A-D-D-Y.
All I want to say for cooking with Daddy, I'm going to order a smoked cocktail kit this week.
Nice.
So I think it would be too heavy, I should say, if you're going to do like a smoked meat meal and then try to do smoked cocktails. But you know how sometimes how you're just having a nice, I don't know, roast chicken meal or a steak or whatever, and you want sort of a couple of flavours or whatever. So I want to do like a smoked old fashioned.
Yeah, nice.
Can you look up that brand? Can you put in smoked cocktail kit, Quinn? I did a bit of research last night and it starts with a B. What is that fucking name? B R E, and then Ville or something. You know that
Breville?
Yeah, that's the one, Bush. It's the fucking one, mate.
The Breville Poly Science, the ultimate Bush smoking kit.
Fuck yeah. Now, if this doesn't look like a drug utensil.
Let me go images.
This one here. Look at that one. Well, that's another one. Yeah. Go about five in.
This one here?
Yeah. So it's like a cone piece on top. It's like a cone piece on top where you put your wood pellets in.
Mm.
And then it just renders down and with a fan on the end of the hose. So you could use it for a few fucking things.
Mm.
I don't know what you would, but besides smoking your glass for your whiskey. But
yeah.
Smoke gun pro.
Yeah.
I could make a use
for it. So I'm thinking of just putting me Traeger pellets in the top where it is and then keeping the glass or whatever, the cocktail shaker up, introducing the smoke.
Fucking oath. Well,
and then the whiskey, the orange, the bitters.
Would you have to be at the flats to do it, or could we do it? Because I think next episode's our 250th.
Well, we could probably do like a home job sort of one here.
Yeah.
Where we could light a pellet up and then put a glass upside down to infuse the smoke.
Mm.
Then a couple of ice cubes. I don't know.
We'll have to get into it though.
Yeah.
We'll definitely fucking order one, I think. How was this? Like, obviously, meat stock was great, trying a few of those boxes and stuff like that. But getting home last night, absolutely fucking wounded, and Mrs. Dale has stepped up to the plate, cooked me up a nice steak, veggies with a bit of homemade Diane gravy, Diane sauce, and I was just like, if that's not a fucking keeper, I don't know what is.
That's good.
Sorting you out, absolutely on your deathbed, in need of some veggies, down my hole. So that was fucking excellent. We briefly chatted about it, and I wanted to wait. I put it in my notes here to wait until this fucking segment to talk about. Wedges, sour cream, and sweet chili sauce, such a fucking an underrated combo. And I wanted to see who claims it. Like, who come up with that?
The combo, yeah.
The combo. Because it's like,
what country? Or
Yeah. Like, where did it originate, that sort of?
What are you locking in? I'm locking in America.
Yeah, probably. It sounds pretty American-y, doesn't it?
Oh, it is Australian.
Outside of Australia, it's an odd combination.
Is it?
If you're not an Aussie. Potato wedges with sweet chili sauce and sour cream was our go-to snack in Australia.
So she's Aussie. Because, cunt, if that is, that's a winner. That combination is such a winning combo.
Are you a big fan of the Doritos too with sour cream and salsa?
That's a game changer. I love Doritos with salsa, and I'm a slut for sour cream, so
it's probably game changer.
Well, do you know that dip that they make, the layer dip with the Doritos? And it has the guac, the sour cream, the salsa. Oh, bud. Fucking mouth's watering. But yeah, that's
Australia.
That's awesome. I can't believe we give America the credit for that. That's
I knew it was Australian.
Yeah, Australian.
I fucked up.
Australian. But no, that's cool. Cause how could you knock that combo? Oh, what about just wedges?
Belgium.
Oh, the old Belgians, eh? They just needed a little push to get some sour cream and
Belgians
fucking sweet
claim chili. They first fried potatoes cut into the shape of fish when the River Meuse froze over in the 17th century. There you go.
There you go. Shout out to wedges, sour cream, a bit of sweet chili. It's good stuff. And also shout out to TikTok Nutrition. We are fucking busier than a cat watching two mouse holes at the moment. So to keep the eating on track, it's very fucking handy to be able to quickly zap that in the microwave and know you're putting good shit into your body.
Just got the text. It just arrived.
Yep. So, guys, if you're keen to jump on that, they've opened up a lot more places, North Queensland, and a lot of places that access now. So yeah, get on to TikTokNutrition.com.au, use code Alpha at checkout for $20 off your first order over 10 meals.
Heard it here first.
What are you smacking at the moment?
Oh, I've been running that bolognese, obviously. I'm gonna throw a bit of hot sauce in it.
Yeah.
The bolognese is great. And the pork one with the bit of the cabbage and the sweet chili sauce. And the rice with that bit of lemon and lime, I reckon it's a great little lunchtime meal.
They've got a new one, bro, chicken Alfredo. And it's got like the pasta and that with a bit of parmesan in it.
Yeah.
And it's fucking nice if you want to have that little bit of a pasta hit.
Yeah,
and the old roast beef comes with a bit of gravy. Cut that up, mate. It's pretty good. That's my go-to at the moment. So, yeah, get on board. Support the legends who support us. Righto, a bit of news and sport.
A fuckload of news.
Holy fuck, strap in here. This could go for fucking ages because there is some mad news breaking shit and a lot of biffing to get through here. Right, to start off, breaking news. Really driving their name home, a couple of humpback whales have been busted queering around the flats. I found this Ripper article from Sky News. Open her up, Quino, and let's have a fucking look.
Let's dive right in.
So, yeah, don't stay
in the Pacific
there.
Ocean.
So, humpback whales photographed having sex for the first time, and both were male. The once-in-a-lifetime encounter took place as two photographers were out in waters near Maui, Hawaii, and a marine biologist soon noticed something unexpected about the snaps. Now, just got to warn you, this is pretty gruesome, this article, and yeah, it's pretty wild. So the behavior of humpbacks has fascinated scientists for decades, but a study published this week features the first photos of the species having penetrative sex, its authors have said. It was written by marine biologist Stephanie Stack and the two photographers who captured the encounter, Lyle and Brandy. The whole discovery was opportunistic, they said, as the whales slowly approached the photographer's boat while they were out in waters west of the Hawaiian island in Maui. So this is in 2022. Anyway, the photo shows a healthy and strong male whale penetrating another who appears unhealthy or injured, an emacetated, the study said. The mammals, which usually range from 12 to 16 metres long, circled the vessel several times, with the healthier whale pursuing the other. After around half an hour, the healthy whale held the other in place with its pectoral fins and the sex took place. The authors suggested the emacetated whale may have approached the boat to seek cover from its companion. They said it remains unknown whether the same sexual activity would take place between two healthy males. Upon returning to the shore and looking at the photographs, sorry, I'm not even going to try that last name.
Cranchfield.
That one. Said they immediately knew they'd captured a once-in-a-lifetime encounter. The whales are a big part of our lives here in Maui, said the partner at NBC News. Mating and birth are the two main things that are still kind of unknown. Right, so what I want to get at here, the title says, go up, Quinnett. Humpback whales photograph having sex for the first time, both are male. That's rape, brother. Like, we're talking about one injured male trying to seek refuge, getting pinned with pectoral fins and penetrated. Yeah.
Something about seeking refuge for me.
Well, that I'm sort of going, are we missing the big, like, it's still a pretty interesting thing to film, but it's not like this magical first sex being encountered. I reckon that's a bit of humpback rape, if I've ever seen it.
Well, they call it the humpback for a reason.
That's right. They're sticking true, humping a bit of back. But yeah, queering. Bit of whale queering.
The gays are going to run with that.
But
good on yous.
Yeah, I definitely think, though, that that's...
Don't know about an injured one.
No, that's what I mean, man. Injured whale trying to seek refuge, just getting held.
They must be horny cunts called humpbacks. The movie Free Willy. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, it's all happening, isn't it?
It's all happening.
Yeah, exactly. What other animals get
into a bit of... They're shaped like a cock.
What other animals get into a bit of queering? Because I think on the back of that, go down, I think the end of that article has something.
Yeah, what is the gayest animal?
Well, it said, this isn't the first time same-sex behaviour has been observed in the animal world, with the study noting it has previously been observed in walruses,
yuck,
Amazon River dolphins and grey seals.
Grey seals?
Walruses.
Yeah, look up, what's the gayest animal?
Yeah.
Besides Elton John.
Gayest. Top 10 gayest animals that prove the... Here we go. Queering. Snails.
What? Hey, what do you mean?
You're in a rapid fire through these. Snails. Yeah, yeah. Rams.
Rams.
Ramming for
lions. Male lions aren't just a symbol. Oh, no, surely not.
Not. Yeah, that's why he's got one on his
they're
arm.
They're also a symbol of gay pride as well. Yeah, that's sick. There's a big cut on my arm. As one of the horniest cat species in the world, it's quite unfathomable that some male lions refuse to get physical with the female species.
Killer whales, as we just heard.
Yeah, those whales. They're not too straight, those whales.
Penguins.
Penguins.
Penguins. That'd be a funny fuck.
Yeah, what's it reckon about? Like, start reading a bit of it.
Penguins are famous for forming lifelong monogamous relationships, but you know that up to 10% of penguins in zoo populations are in a same-sex relationship.
Oh, I didn't. They haven't got much choice. It's like jail.
A pair of gay penguins at a Danish zoo hit the headlines.
Were they successfully
raised an egg? Good on you, boys. Bit of queering on the flats. Sea lions.
Daddy with daddy.
Yeah.
A staggering 80% of male sea lions have mated with other males.
Ah!
Have you?
The sea lions are just getting stuck into their work.
Oh, that's flamingos.
80%.
Couldn't see that coming.
Flamingos. What? Flamingos have been known to form lifelong same-sex relationships. Here's another. A gay flamingo couple at Edinburgh Zoo. Yeah, so look.
Oh, that zoo shit, yeah, yeah, that's prison. That's everyone right. Changes.
Yeah, any hole's a goal in prison.
Yep.
Dolphins.
Dolphins have been known to engage in gay orgies, and there's even a term to describe a gay dolphin orgy. It's called a wuzzle.
Ah, wuzzle.
It's also common for male bottlenose dolphins to form short-term sexual relationships with one another, some of them mating with their gay partner for life.
Wow. So they're just queering. Bonobo. Get into this. Actually, one of the great yarns from the Hello Sport boys before, they stumbled across bonobos, and apparently bonobos are one of the great fuckers of all time. Like, fuck. Yeah, what's it reckon, Quinn? I'll bet bonobos.
Genitals of bonobos have actually evolved in order to accommodate gay sex. Some scientists hold the belief that genitals of female bonobos are shaped in such a way as to facilitate lesbian sex rather than sex with the opposite gender. And number one.
Oh, what? Giraffe.
Big giraffe.
No way.
Big Melman on the flat.
Melman on the Smelman. Look at him, just getting into it. Topping our list of the top 10 gayest animals is none other than the giraffe. And the reason for choosing the giraffe as our top pick is pretty straightforward. 94% of sexual activity observed among giraffes is actually gay sex. Nuff said, it says. Don't know how... Is this a school person's article we've just nailed? Or who? Where's this source?
Is this actually...
Dear straight people... Wow, okay. So
I reckon this is bullshit.
Well, it was entertaining to read.
Yeah.
It was a good laugh.
Might not be, but...
Because, like, do you know how, like, this, you go, if you're on a cat... I think bonobos are fuckers.
Yeah,
Go a bit more into the bonobo, Quinn.
And I think they're protecting themselves with that zoo stuff, because you can understand that, because it's like prison.
Yeah, just hitting a hole at zoo.
In an overall... It'd just be probably like us
few
humans.
Animals.
Yeah, us humans.
Yeah. Yeah, get into the
because
bonobo.
You've got to really – you can't say they had a gay relationship when – isn't it only a dolphin and us that actually fuck for pleasure?
Well, bonobos.
Oh, bonobos do
by
too.
By the sounds of it, bonobos get into their work.
Yeah.
Bonobos become sexually aroused remarkably easily. They express this excitement in a variety of mounting positions and genital contacts. Although chimpanzees virtually never adopt face-to-face positions, bonobos do so in one out of three copulations in the wild.
I reckon there's a bit of bonobo in you, bruv.
Bonobo.
Got a bit of bonobo in you.
Well, there's a bit of bonobo in us all, if you have a crack in life.
Yeah, that's right. Shout out bonobos.
Bonobo. I like that word too.
Well, yeah.
I like the look of them.
So there's queering in the animal kingdom anyway.
Mm.
Running their own race.
Yeah, that's just us being entertainment as well. We don't know if this is true.
Nah, yeah. We just found an article and read it. But there's another one here about a quick-thinking pilot. So there's been a baby delivered mid-air. So, quick-thinking pilot delivers baby mid-flight after mother's gone into labour. Straight out of one cockpit and into another. How's this, mate? Go down a bit, Quino, and fucking read this out, Russ.
Quick thinking pilot delivered a baby mid-flight after the mother suddenly went into labour. Yakarin Saranak, I'm not even going to try the last name, was piloting a Vietjet plane from Taipei, Taiwan to Bangkok, Thailand when he was told by a cabin crew of an emergency on board. Been a pilot for 18 years, just helped a newborn baby on the plane. Father of one, also said the crew nicknamed the child Sky Baby.
Fucking how's that, mate?
Of course they'll fly into Bangkok.
Like, how late should you be flying? I thought they'd have things in place.
Don't they put them in a certain section when they could be at risk of giving birth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it says some airlines do not allow expecting mothers to fly after these periods.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know how the female body works in that way, but can altitude bring pregnancy on?
That'd be a wild flight, Russ.
Some airlines won't let you fly towards the end of your pregnancy, blah, blah, blah. After week 28, the airline might ask for a letter.
Mm.
Yeah, it doesn't say what week she was in, if that makes sense.
Pretty wild, though.
Yeah.
Fucking wild.
Just pitting in fucking, you know.
Oh, did it say 35 weeks down there?
No, it doesn't say anything about her weeks. It says like 35 weeks is when.
Oh, 37. Sorry.
When you're not allowed to fly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my two.
Yeah.
I think there's enough sport to go through without doing too much news.
Yeah.
Like, with, not getting too.
I think Quino's got something on the alien front he wants to fucking bring up. And then, there's heaps of fucking biffing.
We're back. We're back.
Back on the alien front.
Big news. Pentagon releases new UFO report into historical and famous sightings. US agency has analyzed some of the country's most famous so-called UFO sightings in a new report. So this is on the 9th of March, so just this weekend gone.
Oh, this footage or...
Yeah, like they've just been analyzing some sightings they've had recently and deriving it into the public. In the report tabled to Congress on Friday US time, the Department of Defense's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office found pop culture most likely influenced the public perception of a conspiracy to hide the truth.
Quino's onto you, cunts.
Fucking oath. I'm fucking reading. Hundreds of reports remain unsolved, the report states, but says if more and better quality data was available, most of these cases also could be identified and resolved as ordinary objects or phenomena.
So all I ask, guys, women, children... Anyone out there who spots a UFO.
Gay giraffes.
Gay giraffes. If you own a Motorola flip phone, ask the cunt next year for his iPhone to film it. Because every single bit of footage is filmed on a potato.
Yeah.
It's essentially just looking at old footage and saying exactly what Tom is saying. Get better fucking data and analyzing things. Overall, the report concluded some of the sightings from the 40s, 50s and 60s could be explained by the testing of new technology such as spy plane, satellite launches and the country space program, which is exactly what Tom is saying.
Mm. There you go.
Don't use a potato.
Yeah, stop using potatoes. I didn't even know that many people had shit phones still.
Mm. Keep your eye on the sky, fellas.
Yep, that's right. Keep your eye on it.
So this is pretty much the Pentagon saying... Yes, we are looking at previous footage just to shut up conspiracy theorists, I think.
Mm.
But yeah.
Well, at least I know you're onto them now, Connor.
We believe.
Righto, guys. Believe. So the sport, there'll be a lot to go through here, but first full round NRL is done. AFL's kicked off. There's sport everywhere at the moment. So much happening on the Biffin front we need to cover. Bit of UFC and boxing, but some unreal action over the weekend and more coming this Wednesday via No Limit. Boys, the UFC 299 results. What a fucking great card. Yep. And we, behind the scenes, tested out our Aussie UFC curse and fucking tricked it.
Yeah.
So our bet nearly came off. I reckon if it wasn't Marlon Chito Vera, that would have come off because his
strong
face,
chin.
He didn't even look like himself at the end of that fight.
No.
That knee.
And still never been dropped.
Nah, never been dropped, mate. But that was an impressive performance, which we'll get to. But we've figured this thing out, that every time we put a bet on an Aussie UFC fighter, they get fucking drilled. We've pretty much ruined Volk, done all these people. So, slyly, we put a bet on two people on this card that we wanted to see win. We put it on Gilbert Burns, so Jack Della, would win.
Yep.
And we put one on Saint Denis, so Poirier would win.
Yeah.
Look what happened.
In a multi, and look what happened.
Look what happened.
That's, the curse is real.
That's what we did for you. We out-tricked the curse. We paid for it. So you're welcome, boys.
Chess, not checkers.
That's right.
And we both put it on separately, not just like as a
personal money. So get that into you, curse. Fuck you. We fucking might try it again next time. We'll see how we go.
We're going to have to.
We're going to have to keep doing it if we want people to win. But first fight, we won't go through all of them because we'll be here for 2 hours. But we'll go to that Jack Della versus Gilbert Burns, mate. ACDC walkout for fucking Della. It's great. It's great stuff. I love it. And there is no quit in this bloke. That round three, if he stays on the ground where Gilbert had him, Gilbert wins that fight. Like, there's a couple of good rounds in that. He landed some good shots. Gilbert was good taking him down. And then, yeah, Gilbert Burns was winning on the ground there. And I thought, oh, it's fucking over. I think it was in the last minute. Gets up, knee to the face, finishes him off with some elbows, man. Wow. Like, that just shows you that he just has no quit at all. There would have been so many people that would have fucking submitted in that last sort of minute and just that gassed and fucked, eh?
It's keeping that pressure on, eh, can really help you out. Getting up, bang.
Yeah. Like, he just, I think he had to have known that he was going to go for that takedown because he reacted, like, pretty much before Gilbert started going for it and just fucking hit him with that knee perfectly. And then calls out Shavkat Rakhmonov.
Yeah.
The fucking one of the scariest cunts in the division. Della literally goes, I'm the scariest motherfucker in this division. Let's go. Because I think he's pretty much saying title eliminator, which fires me up. Like, him versus fucking Shavkat to see who gets a shot at the title.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Let's go.
So, yeah, that's I was pumped, man. I've got to admit, I honestly was worried for him before that fight. I was going, Gilbert Burns is a fucking veteran.
Yeah.
And to see him do it like that, man, fucking pumped. So happy for him, eh?
And still a big fan of Gilbert as well.
Oh, for sure, mate. You can't not like that bloke.
No.
You know, as a fighter and as a bloke. And how good was Knuckles getting a CTC hat on his dome?
He fucking puts in the work, that boy.
Mate, we saw a video from him, like, I think Zacho was over there with him.
Yeah, filming. Yeah.
And was filming. And here he is hanging over the thing. Old Jack grabs it. And then on the screen, here's fucking, yeah, here he is walking past with a CTC hat on. Knuckles just putting himself in all the right spots, isn't he?
Sure is. Good luck to the big fellow. He'd be probably on his way home probably tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah, he'd be fucking wounded right now. Michael Venom Page versus Holland. MVP just oozing confidence. Fuck, man. How much pressure do you put on yourself when you carry – like that walkout that he did, mate – just was
the fucking spider monkey, I'm calling him.
Oh, mate, I reckon he's got a bit of Voldemort about him.
Yeah.
Voldemort vibes, the way he sort of looks. He's a creepy looking fucker.
If he doesn't go too well in the UFC, Dancing in the Stars will probably tag him.
Yeah, how about, you could tell Holland was getting the shits by the end, mocking him back, sort of going, fucking just fight.
Yeah, let's bang.
But you got to admit, though, he's a showman. Like, as in those strikes, like, it was impressive how he could close the distance. Like, he was so far away, and then in a split second, he's just landing a big
back in
right.
Yeah.
I reckon a fight between him and Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, they both have that same stance and shit. I reckon that'd be a pretty fucking cool fight to watch.
They should do that in, like, a Sophia.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. But, mate, after round one, it was fucking funny because Holland, like, he's a funny cunt. He's always got some good lip on him and shit like that. And he, the coach was saying to him, like, a few things, what they got to do after round one. And Hong goes, here, he's faster than we thought. Which was fucking good. But some great striking. But I just don't know. The problem with fighting that bloke is, how the fuck do you prepare for him?
Yeah.
Like, getting sparring in for him and shit. It'd be such a weird. Surely that the ground is where you try and beat him.
It's like you'd have to spar two blokes.
Yeah.
Because he's in and out so quick.
But
he
ended up winning on points, so it should be interesting now. He sort of at least puts himself into that top half of the division, like into the top 10, you'd say. I think Holland was hanging around that 10, wasn't he? 10, 12 or something like that. So, yeah, he's up around there anyway. It should be interesting who they pair him with next.
That was weird when he knocked him down when he was trying to high-five, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah, they come out in the third round and Holland went to give him the old glove tap and he just hussed him. The next fight, man, Dustin versus the Frenchman, St. Denis. Wow, man, what you got to take your hat off for Dustin. How can you not like that bloke?
Beautiful performance.
Put it all on the line, rated up there against a young, hungry fella instead of sitting there biding his time for another shot. Like he said, I think Eddie Alvarez did the same for him when he was up and coming. So he's like, it's my turn to repay the favour.
Yeah.
You know, put it on the line for one of these young, hungry lions.
Yeah.
And fucking did the job, mate. Gritty. I remember his team saying, stop jumping the guillotine. And he's like, never.
And he did it again. Yeah,
just did it again. But just goes to show, man, and he is just fucking rock solid, eh?
What a swing.
Oh, man, wow, it was fucking so impressive. Good. See, one punter put $120,000 on St. Denis.
Yeah.
And just fucking lost that. I reckon he would have been spewing. But, yeah, so that was cool. And then O'Malley versus Cheeto. The bet was alive coming in. And, of course, walking out to fucking get on the plane, Cheeto's walking out as well. So we had the laptop set up in the airport. KO actually did its thing while we were in there this time. And but, of course, taken off, it was the end of round two, and I'm thinking we've got the knockout here. Like, Cheeto's fucked. Had to sit in the plane for, like, 50 minutes not knowing
the result.
Not knowing what happened. And a text comes through from Kingy going, yeah, 5-0 O'Malley. And I went, fuck, nearly at it. But, what else can you say about O'Malley, though?
Like, ah, good on him.
Just impressive as fuck. See him call out Ilya?
Yeah.
I just sort of go, Ilya, O'Malley, fucking, they're pretty new champions. Like, sort out all the cunts in your division first. Like, Ilya hasn't even defended his belt yet
against
blokes
right.
in his own division. That was O'Malley's first title defense.
Yeah.
Marab, fight Marab next. He's fucking well deserving of it. Then you got Corey Sandhagen. Like, yep. Those two fights are right there. You got Ortega, who just beat fucking Yair Rodriguez in the next division. Yeah, there's heaps of fights to make before you go the double champ shit, I think. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, they can't back it up. I thought they might want to still try to do something stupid for 300, but
yeah,
everything's locked in, I guess.
I think the only one who's deserving of, like, a double champ thing is probably Islam at the moment.
Yeah, that's right.
After fucking defending for a fair... Like, I know he's fought Volk, who was in a different category, but, I mean, he's beaten Oliveira. Did he... Has he fought Dustin? Nah, ooh. Khabib fought Dustin, didn't he?
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, maybe Dustin's earned... But Gaethje and Dustin probably still... Yeah. So, anyway, there's heaps happening in each division. I just think people are getting a bit too quick to try and... do the whole double champ shit. It'd be a bit messy for Dana to be like, what are you doing, cunts? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a big year for UFC.
Yeah. No, very excited. But we won't carry on too much with it. We got a bit of boxing here. Joseph Parker defeated Zhang, which was fucking cool. We actually got to watch that. Overcoming a couple of knockdowns and getting the job done via points, which was great to see. And Anthony fucking Joshua, wow.
Putting on a clinic.
Wow. I don't know if anyone expected Ngannou to get knocked out. Like, as in, there would have been a fair few people going, oh, Joshua wins. But knocked out. Like as in sleeping, needing oxygen to get off. Like, he's never been dropped in MMA Mate. Gloves. Never been dropped at all, let alone snoring.
Yeah.
That was fucking crazy.
On your Drake, another Drake bet, $615,000.
Mm. Yeah, he's...
he's consistent on cursing people too.
Him and us, we're both consistent.
Yeah.
Just cursing people.
See, lend us some money, Drake.
Mm. He doesn't have any. Well, the fucking looks now.
Oh, he'd have plenty of that bloke.
Yeah, I reckon. But, mate, that was just super impressive, wasn't it? Like, what happens now with, I suppose, Fury fights fucking Usyk.
Yep.
And then after that, suss out what happens. But, yeah, it was very impressive. But, hey, good on fucking Ngannou. Just got $20 million for that.
Yeah.
Walked out, did his own thing. Those last two boxing fights, he would have made fucking probably double, triple what he made in his whole UFC. I think probably more than that.
That's right. I reckon he'll come back, do something. But
yeah. Well, mate, you got to remember
he's just fought the two best in the game.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The two best heavyweights in the world, pretty much. Well, Usyk obviously is there, but I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the other news we need to cover, Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Yes. Live on Netflix. So if you've got a subscription, you can just watch it. Obviously, anything Mike Tyson is involved in, people are going to watch. For me, it's the 57 thing. Yeah. 57.
Mm.
That's very old.
Yeah.
And I'll never talk shit against Mike Tyson, man. He is one of the greatest fucking combat athletes of all time. Like, his highlight package is unbeatable.
It's just the weirdest thing ever. They're saying, they hated Jake Paul. He's not a real boxer. So he's going, oh, well, I'll fight Mike Tyson.
Yeah, money
talks. Then other people are going, oh, he's at the fittest and at his elite, which he is, in my eyes, too. He's fucking...
Who's that, Jake Paul?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He's like 27. He's perfect age.
He's put the work in. He's got the money behind him to have the best team to get to the good position. Either way, sometimes I just feel sorry for the poor bloke.
Mate, I'll never shit on a bloke for having a crack.
Yeah.
But my thing is with him, the last bloke he fought had a winning record.
Yeah.
But, like, you look at the comparisons there... And it is what it is. He's going to have a crack. He's fighting a bloke with a winning record, knocks him out, that bloke who no one knows of, and then calls out Canelo.
Yeah, that's right. That's a bit stupid.
And it's like, come on, cunt. If you, like, you understand wanting to fight Canelo, but don't knock out that bloke and then call Canelo out.
Or finish Tommy Fury off again.
Yeah, well, that's right.
But and then, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
He's an entertainer, and he's fucking doing well.
Look, put it this way. I'll be fucking watching the shit out of it. To see what happens, and I hope old Mike fucking drops him.
Oh,
but
imagine that as a retirement
fuck,
thing.
That'd be sick.
It'd be awesome. But you just got to go. Like, how many rounds will it be? How fit can a 57-year-old man actually get?
What are you locking in? I reckon 8.
Yeah, probably 6 or 8 rounds, surely. But I don't know, man. There's just some people are built different.
How many did he do with Roy Jones?
No, I don't know. Have a bit of a look.
Tyson.
Yeah.
February 8th, 2018 is when the fight took place. That's not what I want.
So that was a draw, wasn't it? They give that a draw.
A controversial split draw. The bout took place in November. How many fucking rounds?
I think it's just to start to see what they're doing.
Some boxing pro would be just fairness. Whatever.
But yeah, it just goes to show, though, what to see coming up. Like, it's crazy Netflix haven't done that before.
Eight rounds.
Yeah. I doubt it'd be more than that, man.
That's right.
Yeah, she's just a big money spectacle, but, yeah, you got to give it to Jake for the fucking promotion and that. But, yeah, I just wish he wasn't 57.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't get hurt, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting. Like I said, I'll be watching it, but yeah, it's pretty weird. Like, there's a fair few people giving it shitting all over it and stuff like that. As a spectacle to watch, fucking sweet as. I just it'll be interesting. Interesting to see how it goes.
Fucking oath.
And there's a big No Limit card on this Wednesday, so tomorrow as you're listening, Sammy Goodman versus Schleebs. There's plenty of fucking lip getting thrown around from old Schleebs there. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And Isaac, the head splitter Hardman, against Endre Saavedra. I think it's his third international in a row that he's fighting.
Yep.
And I want to give a massive shout out to Troy Pilcher as well, coming off a day's notice, stepping in against, I think, Reynold Quinlan, who weighed in 5 kilos over, which was a fucking bit of a carry-on. But, yeah, Troy Pilcher coming in, getting the job done. And, yeah, good on him. Good on the legend. I'm keen to see what he does this year. On the Biffin, but not real Biffin, Roundhouse, the movie. When is it available? Roadhouse featuring Conor McGregor. When
is that available? As of Friday, that's just gone.
I thought I was listening to UFC.
They've done enough pump up on it.
Didn't we Google it at Nancy's?
Well, you said that, but then I'm pretty sure I was watching one of these events and it said coming soon. I just want to fucking check now.
I'd go watch it at the movies, eh? Oh, is it on Prime now?
8th March, world premiere Oh, and then coming on Prime Video March 21st.
Yeah, right. Because I thought
so
that was...
it's been premiered at festivals and stuff.
So March 21st is where we can watch it for the first time.
Yes, when we can, yeah.
Because I'll definitely... I reckon we do a bit of a fucking...
Bit of review.
Has it been rated yet by any professionals?
Would it be at the movies?
Nah, I think it's an exclusively streamed thing first.
For Prime.
A lot of agencies are doing that these days.
Well, yeah.
I wonder how the old cinemas survive moving forward.
Mate, I reckon the cinemas are going to end up like the Blockbusters.
Yeah. Well,
that's I hope not, because I still, even though I don't do it often, I love the Gold Room where you get to go and fucking get that experience with the huge screen.
I can't stay awake in there.
7.6.
It is nice, but I like those couches, but they're really good for sleeping.
Mm. 7.6 out of 10 out of IMDb, so that's a good.
I don't know what that means.
No. 7.6 out of 10.
Yeah.
Was that...
just from
that's pretty good.
Critics and stuff, yeah.
Oh, critics, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they said that about the Joker.
Yeah, that's right. Different people. What about, what is it, Rotten Tomatoes? Is that, do they normally do?
Rotten Tomatoes works in weird ways, does man. It? Yeah. I could go into it.
Nah, I suppose people wouldn't. Yeah, no. That's all right. But yeah, so keep an eye out for that. I'll definitely be watching it.
That's a weird thing, eh? Yeah, when you're judging on an actor. Like, obviously, the Joker, what I just said, he was a great actor, but the whole movie wasn't that entertaining.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, that's just my comment.
Yeah.
That's fair, Bush.
Righto, a couple of clips in that here. I haven't got much serious stuff today, but the I found this clip from Fun Dad Dean on Instagram, and it just related to me, and I just think, I agree, bro. So play this.
I've just thought of a theory, and it's a good one. When we've got people coming over, what we should do is leave our house exactly as we normally live in it, rather than spending 3 days before, make it like a fucking showroom. So the reason for this is everyone's doing the same. So when I've gone around someone's house, I'm like, fucking hell, they've got 3 kids, 2 dogs, 4 goldfish, and their house looks like this. It's absolutely mint. Then I go back to my house, which is like someone just thrown a grave through the window, and I'm like depressed. But if I'd gone round there and their house was like a little bit of a shithole, I'd be like, oh, this is all right, actually. This looks like my house. It'd have made me feel better about my life. Then when they come to my shithole, they're like, oh, they've got a shithole as well. And everyone feels better about their shithole.
See, I reckon that's pretty good, because it's like, a point, it's like, oh, we need to get all the shit away or pack all the kids' toys up into the things and that. And it's like, why do we do that?
And I get awkward when someone's house is like that clean. I'm like, do you ever have fun?
Yeah, but they've just done that for you to come over.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is weird. It's like, to a point, you're not going to have shit everywhere. But I mean, yeah, you walk into someone's joint and you think, fucking hell, I'm a grub. But they're like you. Everyone needs to just chill the fuck out a bit.
Yeah.
I think. But anyway, I thought that was pretty funny. You got any?
Yeah, I got this chick. This is like one for the class clowns, and I reckon it's pretty true, to be honest. I'm a bit guilty of this now, anyway. Don't know if Tom can relate. He had both mum and dad there watching over him.
Yeah, I was eye on me in the classroom and on the flats. Yeah. Dad was a groundsman, mum was a teacher.
But this chick's nailed it in my eyes.
Right.
Why is it always the naughty boys at school? You know, the ones that were on report every day of their lives, the ones that couldn't be trusted in science with the Bunsen burners because they set fucking Sarah's hair on fire that one time, are doing really well for themselves. They own businesses, they're entrepreneurs, they drive Range Rovers, they're fucking outstanding. But, you know, poor old Gavin, who finished school, went to university, is sitting there behind a desk in a job he fucking hates. I'm just saying, like, well done.
So a few rascals getting into their work.
Yeah.
Well, I think back when we were at school, the internet wasn't really a thing. Since the internet's come in, there's a lot of fucking different ways that people, like, because you got to remember, you know, the social media accounts and stuff like that go off of that Sean Form entertainment class clown, make you laugh sort of thing, where that never used to be a thing, so it was nothing for it.
That's right. The class clown might not have gone too good back in the day. Well, like we talked about the schooling system before, there's only one right answer. I don't accept that. There's always more than one right answer.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. But, yeah, there's a lot of opportunities around now for any sort of fucking people.
Yeah.
You know?
But anyway, all the best.
Poor old Gavin.
Old Gav. You do see that, eh, sometimes. They've studied so hard in school. They've, like, done their sporting and stuff like that, and they're just fucking miserable in their shit job.
Yeah.
Run your own race, but just...
Yeah. Try and find something you sort of enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What about those people like, oh, he's going to be a doctor? Fucking sorry about that.
Yeah.
I know we need doctors. We need good doctors. But I'm like, don't tell me at 10 years old.
Just because you're really smart,
my son's
going to
be a doctor. My son's going to be a surgeon.
Mm.
Gang.
Yeah, that's right. Does he want to be one?
Does he? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get you, bro. It's at the moment, the old balance thing's really getting into its work. Like we've had a few short turnarounds between these trips we've done. I think we're all spreading off across the country this weekend. Like,
come shot tours.
That's right, Becca. Just fucking little things going everywhere. Yeah, I'm going, buddy. Becca and I'll be at CMC. Where are you going? You going to a wedding?
I'm going to Big Gussie's wedding. He's been on the podcast before.
Yep.
So head to Sydney and then out to a winery doing that.
So you'll be getting some busted fucking action on Monday, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely. I got to rock you tomorrow, do a bit of sparring with Pop.
Yep. Popping with Pop.
With Pop.
Bit of popping.
With the Gelf.
But yeah, it's boxing training definitely throwing a spanner in the whole works at the moment, though. Mm. Like, we got 4 days at home here. Coming back from that, you know, the family time that you'd normally spend during that time, if you don't train, then you're more likely to get pumped on fight night. So it's like,
that's right, we're going out after this to go put the rest of the ropes on the ring
and then fight, like, oh, do some training or spar or something to salve, and then Wednesday and shit like that. So it's like about seven weeks till fight night. It's pretty much, you can see the finish line. And it's but yeah, it's full on. It's fucking very draining. Yeah, that's right. But look, all I know is the time, like, it's hard because the time in which we train, like, we have to do it when the boys finish work, and that obviously we got a bit of an odd job. So
an odd job.
Yeah. So like, shout out to Beck though for being so supportive and that, and being there with the kids and fucking taking on more workload to make it actually happen. But I just don't want to waste the time I've missed out with them. So I'm definitely fucking looking to get the job done on fight night and sail off into the sunset undefeated, bruss. That's my plan.
Yep.
So,
I'm with you there, bud.
And get back to being the
best
fucking
dad. Well, it's your fault, so I hope you.
Yeah, that's right.
I hope you don't open your mouth again.
Yeah, all this stemmed from fucking Quino calling out Moose back in the day. How's that?
Moose started it, the fucker.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so. And I just said, righto, let's go.
And then the rest is fucking history. Insert the knuckle up.
And Buster.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Booster.
Yeah, that's right.
Buster Boost.
But anyway, it's good stuff. I just want to get to the Trendsetters group a little bit here. And like I said, I just want to reiterate how good it was seeing how many different walks of life had a bit of merch on.
Yeah.
It pumps me up, hey. Like, there was blokes with their missus, there was Sheilas on their own, there was young blokes, there was kids, there was old lads, like, in their 60s or 70s come up and shook me hand. And, mate, I'll tell you what, that, when there's an older lad who's got their shit together and they don't give a fuck about anything at that age, they're just literally running their own race, and they come up to shake your hand and thank you, that means the fucking world to me.
It was like a fucking emotional rollercoaster. Laughing, crying, laughing, and then even shedding a tear going, oh, lucky there was a lineup behind you, mate, or else I would have to go out and just fucking sort of get me breath back.
Yeah, like a couple of bloke stories
people going through some fucking shit, eh?
Yeah, that shared with us. And
there was one that hit me hard, yeah.
Yeah, and just makes you realise that you've got it pretty good. And even they're saying, you know, attitude is to they know people are worse off than me. I just got to keep trucking forward, rah, rah, rah. And you just go, fucking hell, bro. Like, good on you.
And it's good to hear that sometimes too, because you're whinging about stuff that doesn't even fucking matter.
Yeah. But even like the lads who are coming up and to open up here, they've been struggling a bit lately and that. And these are like blokes who you would have never, ever said that to anyone before.
No.
You know, and it's just good to see the community there. So many lads all together drinking piss that didn't have any idea who each other were. Which just makes you so proud. I'm super proud of the community that we got. You know, no matter what age, colour, sex you are, who you're rooting, you're welcome in the community, and everyone's just fucking there to hook in and have a good time, support each other and have a crack. So,
once again, didn't meet one fuckhead.
Yeah. And a fair few of them helped me out with a couple of fuck you Curb calls on Friday night.
Yeah.
Give Curb a call at about 8:30-ish and then just put the boys on. They'd go, Is this Curb from the Alpha Blokes? And he go, yeah, mate. I just go, fuck you, Curb, and hang up. So that was hitting with a couple of those late on Friday. But, yeah, so just wanted to give you a massive shout-out, guys. It was, yeah, once again, blew me away. We got an update on Tommy the Pommy's cream eggs.
I got a call from him to Did play you? If you want, but no update since he's had the tequila.
Ooh. All right, well, we'll play we might play the call to finish the show off after this.
Yeah, if you
just
want.
Just to see if he's talking about his eggs.
He's not, but.
Oh, right. We'll save him for fucking.
We'll save him for Big Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
One thing I saw on the Trendsetters group was someone had a carry-on cap on the Wally Lewis statue. That was pretty fucking funny. Man vs. Roof had a cool post in the Trendsetters. He goes, what a Sunday. Family breakfast. Unreal UFC card. My seven-year-old hit me with this. Dad, who is the king of the pencil case?
The ruler.
The ruler. That's fucking pretty good. Shout out to him. But, yeah, like I said, CMC this weekend with Mrs. Dahl. I actually haven't been listening to much music or that sort of stuff of late. Like, I haven't had much time in the car. I just sort of chuck on whatever's there. So I'm keen to go and check it out to discover a couple of new artists. Like, there wasn't that many crazy big headlines sort of there this year that I saw, but I think it's a good opportunity to go and just listen to some music and find some new artists and shit.
Yeah, I remember. Great weekend.
Mm. So I'm keen for that, mate. I got a question for you, Cam. So Tommy's head noise. There was a question getting around at the moment that absolutely stumped me. I think it's been on other radio shows, other podcasts and shit. It's one of those sort of a trend, I think. How do you spell the sound of a sniff? How do you spell...
Yeah, it's crazy, eh?
How the fuck do you spell that? Or how do you spell the sound of a whistle is the other one. Like, I don't even know where to start. It's totally fucked me. So let us know if you don't know how to spell that. See if you can look that up, Quinn. How do you spell the sound of a sniff and see what they reckon?
Is it like another language that we've gone off?
Because it wouldn't be TH, that's... It's just writing sniff.
Yeah, it's S-N-I-W-F.
Nah. Nah, that doesn't spell out sniff.
How do you write a sniff sound?
Yeah, it's fucked them all too, isn't it? Oh, Reddit.
H-A-triple-M? Fuck no.
That says
hmm.
Yeah, so that kept me awake for a while.
The word sniff is onomatopoeic, and the sound of a sniff is sniff, like, kind of,
doesn't spell sniff. Yeah, so that fucked me up. So get that into you. Let's know if there's any other words. And also, guys, little update before we go. Alpha Lures, the new colours are not far off. There's actually been lads getting stuck into their work around the flats. We had a big flathead put into the Trendsetters group.
That was a healthy lizard.
It was. So it's been great to see some Trendsetters getting stuck in. Yeah, the old green. We've got like a motor oily sort of colour. And there's a gold fleck that's going to be hitting the shelves very soon. So keep your eye out for that. And... yeah, I don't know what else there is for you. Keep an eye out for the boxing stuff, the shirts. There'll be some, I'd say we'll be taking a few photos of the shirts themselves to show you properly this week. And yeah, make sure you're ready for the pre-sale, pay-per-view. I think that's all the stuff we need to tell you.
Locked in. Get your smokers ready if you're watching the pay-per-view.
Newy vlog soon.
Get your legs and your dancing legs and everything going ready for the big weekend on the Gold Coast down there. Holy shit.
That is going to be huge,
I'm almost nervous.
Oh, fuck.
Not about the fight. About the after party.
She's going to be wild.
She's going to be wild.
Black hats back in stock, like we said before. So if you're keen on one or you've been asking about them, they're back in stock. Quino, how are you looking for the Newy vlog, my brother?
We're going to press render tomorrow on a draft.
Yep.
And my bosses will watch it.
Yep.
And then make changes, and we're going to drop, what do you reckon, Friday, Sunday, something like
that? Yeah, we'll have a look and let them know.
It'll be out by the end of the week, is the plan.
Yep. And then the meat latest. Stock one will probably be a few weeks to a month or something after that.
Yeah.
Can't fucking feed just too much in one hit. But yeah, how are you feeling about it, mate? The Newy vlog compared to the others?
My magnum opus, I would say.
like definitely my best work, you know. Our best work, yeah, I would say, you know.
Oh yeah, there was so much in that trip.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. I'm actually looking forward to fucking watching it over again.
Yeah,
fucking. It's a weird one for me because it's almost like capturing our fucking memories.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, like for us to be able to go, you might go back and watch that when you're 50 to go, remember that fucking weekend?
I'll have head noise forever of how much oil I left, rendered fucking tallow I left in that pan.
It was nice, but I don't think I'll ever season a Wagyu that expensive, that heavy again.
Yeah, it was probably heavy seasoning.
But no, it was a great trip.
Shout out to Snoop Dogg. Yeah. And everything involved with Snoop Dogg. I'll leave you with that. Fuck. Not my cup of tea, but we pulled it off.
Yeah, go check the vlog out. Oh, righto. Well, on that note, guys, I hope you have a fucking ripper week. Tune in for episode 250. Well, I'd say we'll get into a couple of drinks, but we got a pretty couple of important interviews to do later that day. So, yeah. So stay tuned. Plenty happening at HQ. Plenty happening. Stay out of each other.
See ya.
Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.